After these things, when the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Then said the king's servant that ministered unto him, Let there be fair young virgins sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, unto the custody of Hege, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their things for purifications be given them. And let the maiden which pleaseth the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now in Shushan the palace there was a certain Jew, whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity, which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadashah, that is, Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together into Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, the keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained the kindness of him, and he speedily gave her her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens which were meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now when every maid's turn was come to go into the king, Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months according to the manner of the women, for so were the days of their purification accomplished, to wit 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then thus came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned unto the second house of the women, to the custody of Sheashgaz, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines, and came in unto the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by a name. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, which is in the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Then the king made a great feast unto all his princes and his servants, even Esther's feast. And he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king. And when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate, Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai charged her, for Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like as she when she was brought up with him. In those days when Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those who kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen, and Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. Again, the Lord will bless to our hearts the reading of His Word. We've indicated already that Vashti perhaps signifies something of the role of the church as far as the display before the king. She is being removed, and there's a replacement being made for her. And of course, we know that the church is going to be replaced in the tribulation period. The church will no longer be in the earth in the tribulation period, and God is going to take up the nation of Israel. Esther was of the nation of Israel, and she is going to be the one who is going to display before the world the glory of the king. And of course, it's going to be a marvelous experience in this world when the nation of Israel becomes the head of the nations instead of the tail, as she is today. It's a striking thing, I find it, that of all the nations on the face of the earth, there is none that causes more consternation, more difficulty, or whatever, as a nation than the nation of Israel. There's more people are interested in what is happening in Israel than any other place on the face of the earth. You don't find Peru to be in the news to any great extent. What's happening in Peru on a worldwide basis is not so significant. You go into Canada, and what's happening in Canada is not mentioned to a great extent. And as a matter of fact, there are many of the countries that today that there's not a whole lot that is being said about Vietnam anymore. And but Israel, the whole world is interested in what's happening into Israel. And so Israel is going to play this prominent role on the face of the earth in the history of among the nations of this world. And so there's this privilege that is associated with the people of God as the church today to display the glory of the Lord. In Revelation chapter 2, you remember, there's the seven golden lampstands. They're called the seven golden candlesticks in the King James Version, but I understand that the more appropriate word is that they should be lampstands rather than candlesticks. Because in a candle, the source of the strength of a candle is within itself. And when the candle burns, it consumes itself. And pretty soon, when it's all consumed, the candle goes out. That's not a picture of the church at all. It is a lampstand. And with a lampstand, the lamp is drawing from the oil which is supplied from an outside source. And as long as the oil is provided, the lamp does not consume itself. And it is able to survive, it is able to maintain its light as long as the oil is flowing. And what a privilege we have as the people of God to display this characteristic of testimony in the world in which we live. To be lampstands, where we're being supplied by the Spirit of God to have a testimony for God in the world in which we live. So in chapter 2, there is the search for this new queen. And there are the characteristics of that which is going to be associated with the king. Isn't it interesting that even among heathen men, when they are searching for a wife, searching for a bride, they want quality. This is something that is many times not taken into consideration. Not just any girl could become the queen. She has to be a woman or an individual of personal character. And it says that in verse 2, the king's servants, then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king. You see the characteristic there? Fair. There's to be beauty associated with them. We cannot, I don't want to misstate something here. I don't want to be offensive in my language. But you know, a man is looking for a wife. He what does he want? He wants a woman of beauty. He wants a good-looking wife. I suppose that a woman looking for a husband wants a good-looking... I don't think she goes down the street looking for the worst thing on the world. I don't know. Sometimes I suspect that they... Well, maybe I shouldn't even say that they take what they get. But the thing is, we look for beauty. Even as men, we commoners like us. And here's the king. They're going to find a bride for the king. She's got to be she's got to be a fair maiden. Got to be one of beauty. And she's to be young, full of life. Not one who is old and decrepit and who is, but one who is displaying the effervescence of life. And she's to be a virgin. It's suggesting the purity of life that is to be associated with this individual. And this is exactly what we see, we see the church characterized in the Word of God. The beauty of the Lord is displayed. His beauty is displayed on the people of God. And Paul, writing to the Corinthians, he tells them that he's espoused them as a chaste virgin unto the Lord. But now when you look back and you see where, like we see in the language, the pit from which we were digged, it's not us. It's not our character. It's not our beauty. It's that which the Lord has bestowed upon us. And He has made us beautiful. And He has made us pure. And He has made us holy. We are a holy priesthood, the Word of God says. Not because this is how He found us, but this is what He has made us to be. And so the Lord brings this, He takes us. Alfred Gibbs, some of you may remember him. He preached a sermon. I have a recording of it. It has to do with the places. Where is the place that the Lord recruits soldiers for His army? Well, he says... he goes down to people in poverty, poor, wretched, and blind. He goes to those that are, he finds men that are blind, and he gives them sight. He finds those that are infirm, and he gives them strength. He even goes to the graveyard and finds men that are dead in trespasses and in sin. And he gives them life, and he brings them unto himself. He said, nobody else in the world ever recruits an army like that. But what does he do then? He takes us and dresses us up in his own beauty and in his own glory. And he makes us fit for the presence of God. But what this king is looking for, he is looking for one of personal quality. And since we had none, the Lord had to give us ours. I'm speaking from personal experience now. I'm not being critical of you. But here we are, and here they are going to search, and this is that which there has to be this individual of quality, that which pleaseth, and verse 4, that the maidens which please the king be queen instead of Vashti. It has to be acceptable in the sight of the king. And so they go out and they search, and they find a great number of young maidens, apparently. But we're not concerned, and the writer does not tell us about any of the others. And no particulars about any of the others except this one. There is in the palace, in the Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai. And then in verse 7, and he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter. So this is his first cousin, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful. Guess what the king wanted. Here is one that is going to meet, she's meeting the standard that is set by the king. And so they come and they're searching for this. They're searching for all these women all throughout the whole province. And it says in verse 8, it came to pass when the king's command and his decree was heard, when the many maidens were gathered together in Shushan to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also into the king's house. And so she is now brought in among all the rest of them. And the maiden pleased Haggai. Of course, he was the one who was going to choose. He's the eyes of the king. And so he is out making the choice for the ones who would be most apt to be pleasing unto the king. And so they go about. In verse 9, the maiden pleased him and obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her the things for purification with such things that belong to her. And so notice then, so all of these things which are going to enhance her. Now, they didn't have Estelada back then, and Avon, and all the more expensive ones I don't even know the names of, actually. I get lost in those when I get past Avon, and I do remember Estelada. My wife reminded me of her once, and I had to remember her name. But the thing is, there's this characteristic in that society today of this very same kind of thing of making ourselves pleasing unto those around about us. I saw this advertisement one day of the woman who was talking about these aging. Said that they tell something about going. They tell us to grow old gracefully, but she says, I'm going to fight it every step of the way. And that's the way we do it. We want, there's a constancy, isn't there, in the minds of people to believe that there's a fountain of youth. They said there was one down in Florida back years ago, but nobody's ever found it. And so that we think that we can restore those things. My daughter looked at me not too long ago, and she saw the shape that I was getting into, and she said, I'm going down to the Health Center, and I'm going to buy you a year's membership. You need to get in shape. You see how well I'm doing? You should have seen me before I started. But the thing, I mean, you see, there's this constancy of saying that you think you can get back to what it was like, but you can't. You can't turn the calendar back. But there's a constancy. But here, with these young, you see, when you're young, and this is what they were, they were young, they were just simply enhancing their youth and enhancing their beauty. And all we can do now is enhance what we've got left. And most of us don't have a whole lot going, so we can't do too much enhancing. And so here they are, and they're going through all of these things. And, of course, she's brought, and she's entering the contest. And it's a strange custom, of course. We don't know anything about this kind of customs in our society, but she was a slave, and she had no choice in the matter, actually. But Mordecai is instructing her from behind the scenes. And I like the way it is, what you read about her in this chapter and in the other subsequent chapters, too. That she was a very obedient young lady. She was obedient to the counsel of Mordecai. He was acting in the position of her father, and there was an obedience. And the Word of God simply says to children, obey your parents in the Lord. By the way, that's the only commandment in the Bible to children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Or somebody will say, the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. It doesn't say for children to do that. That's for everybody. You never reach a stage of life that you're not obligated by the Word of God to honor your father and your mother. My dad put me to the test on that one time. I was about 35 years old. And I didn't know he was testing me. I was living in Pennsylvania at the time. I came down to see him in North Carolina. Spent the weekend with him. And Sunday night, we're sitting there in the house just before going to bed. And I was planning to get up the next morning, get on the road early, and head back for home. My dad looked at me and he said, before you leave in the morning, I want you to take that pile of trash out here in the back. And he told me where he wanted me to put it. And I'm thinking, why didn't he tell me to do that yesterday? I don't want to get up the first thing on Monday morning and start hauling trash. Don't want to have to take another shower. You know how your mind works. Maybe yours doesn't work that way, but mine does. And I didn't say a word to my dad. Next morning, got up. He went to work. I got up. I moved the trash. And until this day, my daddy has never mentioned that. My dad went to heaven in 1988. Never again did he ever mention that trash to me. But my daughter was living next door to him after she got married, and she was over at his house one day, and he mentioned the trash to her. She didn't even know about it. And he said to her, do you know why I did it? He says, I just wanted to see if my son would still do what I told him. Honor your father and your mother. Esther was obedient to Mordecai. You cannot improve on obedience to the Word of God. There's no improvement on that. So she is in this circumstances. Mordecai is behind the scenes. And then, of course, verse 10, Esther hadn't shown her people. Verse 11, Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house. He is keeping in touch. And then, verse 12, each one goes in according to turn. And, of course, it shows how that there is this pouring all of oil, of myrrh, and the various things for just doing all that they can to enhance the beauty and the attractiveness and the allurement of each of these young maidens. And verse 13, thus came every maiden into the king, and whatsoever she desired was given her to before she would go in. And in the evening she went in, and on the morrow she returned into the second house, and she was totally be at the disposal of the king, and whatever his desire was in relation to it. And then, of course, the time came for Esther to go in. And it tells us that when she went in, in the middle of verse 15, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. And so Esther was taken unto the king and to his house. And verse 17, and the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. You ever stop to think about what a glorious position that we as God's people occupy in the sight of God, in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ? Men clamor for these great positions in the world. But we as the people of God, members of the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, brought into this divine favor with God, brought into the very presence of the Lord, having the opportunity to occupy this intimacy with the Lord Himself. There's nothing on the face of this earth that compares with that. There's nothing that we can be associated that can compare alongside this which we enjoy, this which Esther is occupying here, and the positions that she's occupying, the privileges that are afforded her, as glorious as they are, there's nothing to be compared to be associated with the living God, made heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And so she obtains favor, and she was taken, verse 16, and to the king and to his royal house royal in the 10th month. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight. And so the king made a great feast in verse 18. Unto all the princes and his servants, even Esther's feast. And he made a release to the provinces and gave gifts according to the state of the king. So when the virgins were gathered together in the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. See, Mordecai is still on the outside. He cannot be associated with her. But God is going to work in a tremendous way, in a way which Mordecai hasn't even thought of, no doubt. Oh, you see down in verse 21. Well, verse 17, Vashti is crowned. She's crowned as the queen. And so here's his daughter, who is the queen of the land, sitting inside the the royal palace. He's out at the gate. Now, being out at the gate, some suggest that it was some kind of a position of authority that they had as far as allowing or making a determination as to who enters into the palace. Although they are not able to go into the palace, they have some official capacity out there at that particular position. It's not like they are beggars lying out at the gate waiting for a handout. This is not, that seems to not be the idea of what's going on here. But it is not spelled out specifically. But in the midst of this situation, here you are, you're out here, your daughter is inside the palace, you're out in this lowly place, she's in there in this high exalted position, and the natural tendency may be that, well, why don't I have some high position like this? Why should I be out here serving in this capacity? So you see in verse 21, in those days while Mordecai was set at the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of which of those that kept the door were wroth and sought to lay hand on the king. So they have these, assassinating the authorities is not some new thing which has taken place in our society, in the world. We've had a president assassinated in our lifetime. We've had a president who has, they've been attempted, Mr. Reagan, they attempted to assassinate him. So this thing is, it's not a new thing to try to do harm to the one who is in authority in society. And so here's Mordecai, and he sees this kind of thing taking place. Now, what is his response to it? Is he going to be faithful to these friends of his out here who are protesting the government? Or is he going to be loyal to the king, the one who is in authority? Well, we see what takes place. Verse 22, the thing was known to Mordecai, and who told it unto Esther the queen, and Esther certified it to the king in Mordecai's name. And then they made the inquiry in verse 23, and it was found out, and so they took the man and they hanged him on a tree, and they hanged him on a tree, and they wrote it down in the book of the Chronicles before the king, and he closed the book, and he forgot about it. Man saved his life, and he's forgotten about it. You know, we have such short attention spans, do we not? Oh, you know. You can go to the Lord's Supper, and we can sit at the Lord's Supper. We can sit there and we can see in some instances written on the front of the table up there, this do in remembrance of me. Well, who is wanting us to remember him? Well, that's the Lord. Well, what did he do for me? Well, we're sitting there and we are implying that we are going to remember the Lord. And we're going to remember as he on that memorable night took the bread and the loaf, and the bread and the cup. And he tells us there that this is a reminder. This is the New Testament in my blood. This is my body which was broken for you. Well, why is that important? Why do I need to remember that his body was broken and his blood was shed? Because it is the only means of salvation that is available to men and women on the face of this earth. There is no other means of salvation anywhere on the face of this earth other than through the sacrificial death of the Son of God on the cross of Calvary. And that's the only thing that keeps us separated from hell forever. And we sit there and we think on those things. And lots of times we're there for an hour, or maybe 45 minutes, whatever the time span happens to be. And then the hour is over. And we get up. And before we can get to the door, our mind is on what is in this world, activities of this world, things which are totally disassociated from the person of Christ altogether. Now, I don't know what it is like in your assembly. I know what it is like in mine. We find it so difficult in our lives. When the Lord, we are sitting there remembering the Lord. We're remembering His death for us. How our needs were met. And what a horrible death we would have died without the sacrificial death of Christ. And the meeting is over. And I can cut it off just like that. This man's life was saved. He closed the book. And they forgot about it. Our lives are saved. And I have challenged people from time to time from the platform, trying to present the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, say to the audience, say, listen, don't, as you leave this building, don't say a word to anyone. Let's see if you can do it. Don't say a word to anyone in this building about anything. Before I go outside the door, that does not pertain to the person of Christ or the things of God. I don't know how successful we've been at it, but it is so easy to turn it off. Brother, how are you doing today? You been fishing lately? I saw you at the picnic last week. I just been to the fair. Yeah. Well, how are your potatoes coming? Oh, boy. You know how we are. Wonder who won the game last night. Well, where are they playing tonight? Right before. I mean, we've been there remembering the Lord. And now immediately our mind goes to the lions and the bears and the cougars and the wildcats and all these other beasts that are in the world. Forgets about it. And then you go into chapter 2:3. And after these things, and he promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set him above all the princes that were with him. So this man is being exalted now. This man who is unworthy to be exalted, he is going to be exalted in the sight of men. And this is the way of the world. The world is willing to exalt any man who will attempt to give the world what the world wants. In our country, it's in every other country on the face of the earth. We will exalt the man that will seek to give us what we want. And so, we pledge the world. We will give you all the things that you want. You remember, some of you remember the campaign slogan, I believe it was Mr. FDR. I believe it was his one. Way back. If you remember, don't remember who FDR was, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Back then, I think he was the one who had the campaign, a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage.
Oh, that sounds so good. Because some people didn't have chickens in their pot. And some people didn't have a car in their garage. My wife was telling me back when she was a child, she said we had cracks in the floor of the house and we could see the hogs under the house through the cracks in the floor. I said, honey, you shouldn't brag like that. Some people didn't have hogs. But the world seeks to honor men who will honor them. And Haman comes on the scene, and he was desiring to be honored. And he's going to receive his honor. But that's not the end of the story. Let us pray. Our Father, we're thankful for your word. And help us that we may be faithful. Help us that we may seek to honor thyself and glorify thy precious name. Give help that we may be appreciative of these truths and we may seek to glorify thee and allow thy word to permeate our lives for thy glory and honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.